The Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds has raised some concerns about the welfare of dogs that were injured in a race at Lismore that was held earlier this week during the meeting. I think it was on Tuesday night. I had a chat with the president of that group, Dennis Anderson, just to get an idea of exactly what his concerns were. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
During that meeting, there were seven greyhounds injured. Now, seven injuries in one meeting is not typical for New South Wales. The average is normally two or three greyhounds injured per meeting. So the Lismore track doubled that. The other concerning issue is that two of those dogs suffered broken bones and were removed from the track and given 90-day stand-down periods. Now, we've been concerned for some time that dogs suffering broken bones who would have been euthanized at the track in the past and therefore shown up on the steward's statistics are actually being removed from the track and euthanized off the track.
So when they're given a 90-day stand-down period, does that basically mean that their career, well, it's unlikely that they may ever be fit to run again?
Yes, that's correct. What we've been doing, we've been tracking dogs that are awarded 90 days or more stand down periods, and we've discovered a trend that these dogs never race again. And we have requested information from the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission on the fate of these dogs, but we've never received satisfactory replies. So we're concerned that they're being euthanized off the track.
The Lismore track, is it particularly notorious, or does it operate similarly to other greyhound racing venues throughout the state?
No, Lismore is notorious, and we did have discussions with the Welfare and Integrity Commission about this earlier in the year, and they had concerns about the safety of the Lismore track as well.
Do you know if any work has been done in recent years to improve safety there, or is there a specific thing about the design of the course that causes concern?
Well, look, there's a specific thing about the design of all the tracks in New South Wales. All of the tracks in New South Wales are oval tracks and they all run eight dog races. Now, back in 2016, Greyhound Racing New South Wales commissioned the University of Technology Sydney to do a detailed study on how to improve track safety. And the university did that and made some very specific recommendations back to Greyhound Racing New South Wales. The main recommendation is that they should be running on straight tracks. 90% of the broken bones that are suffered occur in the bends. The next recommendation was that the race field, that is the number of dogs in a race, should be reduced from eight down to six, because if there's less dogs on the track, there's less congestion at the bends and therefore less chance of breaking bones. And just as an aside on that, six dogs in a race is the maximum permitted in the United Kingdom. And the last major recommendation was to move the lure from the inside rail to the centre of the track. Now, that report was given to Greyhound Racing New South Wales in 2017, and there's been no action at all on those three major recommendations.
Okay, I also saw in the steward's report there's an allegation that a race attendant was abusive to stewards after that particular race that you mentioned. Is that unusual?
No, that's not unusual. The Welfare and Integrity Commission publishes its disciplinary hearings against registered industry participants, and it's... There's been a number of incidents where registered industry participants have abused stewards.
Okay. So where do you think things should go from here? I see that you also have concerns that you couldn't see video of the race in the place where you would expect it to be posted?
Yes, that's correct. We've also raised this with the Welfare and Integrity Commission, and the advice that we got from them is that Greyhound Racing New South Wales will take down any videos that they consider to be distressing. Now, obviously, if dogs are colliding and breaking legs, that's quite distressing to look at, and those videos will be hidden. Now, we would not like to see those videos hidden.
And that is Dennis Anderson. He is the president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. We did approach the Lismore Greyhound Racing Club for comment. We also approached Greyhound Racing New South Wales for comment on those allegations.